Welcome, Pisgah Nation. We're live at Griffin Park in Inca, North Carolina, where today the Inca Jets will host your Pisgah Black Bears. It's a mighty fine day, 45 degrees at game time, a little overcast, but today is the second game only for the girls. We're still shorthanded four players, actually three, because Brooklyn Allen's going to have surgery as soon as basketball's over. But, Chuck, I'm here. This is Rhonda Bird with my broadcast partner, Chuck Fevernance.
Well, I tell you what, we're finally back into action, and it's kind of funny to, at this point, to broadcast and say that the winless Pisgah Black Bears, but they don't have a win on the season, as you mentioned before, is that they tied 7-7 with Robertson in 10 innings and was called to due to darkness. So this is an important game. They're looking for the first win, but we're back already at softball season.
Yeah.
We were talking before the pregame about this is sort of like underdramatic. You know, we should be excited that softball season is upon us, and we're bringing you live on WPTLradio.net or on AM 920. We have a big event happening Saturday.
Yeah, a lot of people excited. Towns are buzzing. Mm-hmm. Folks are talking. We talked about it today. It's a little ironic. Just think about the irony of this. In 05, the boys went down there and they won their state championship at the Dean Dome, and now the girls are going back down and have the possibility to win theirs. But there's some more irony to the team itself. We talked about it today.
Yeah.
There's a possibility that if Pisgah wins a state championship in basketball Saturday, that there is a girl on the team that could be a two-time state champion at Pisgah. Now, this is odd, folks. You don't hear about kids being a two-time champion at a school in their tenure, but that is a special feat that could be accomplished this weekend.
Well, particularly, we did have back in the 70s back-to-back state championships, mm-hmm. and players that played on both those teams say that, so it's a rare, it is rare. But, Taylor Gallion, the senior, was a member of the 2011 state championship softball team, and mm-hmm. if they get a state title Saturday, if they win and beat Kinston, she'll have two state championships under her belt, so she can graduate. It's been a long time since somebody's had two.
She's got a ring for each hand now, man. She's got some bling going on.
And I was looking at past pictures, and here's another fact. Yes, it was at the Dean Dome, the 05 Pisgah Black Bears boys team won the state championship. They wore black uniforms. Pisgah girls will be in black uniforms also on that Dean vote. So, if you're looking for all these reasons why, look, folks, we're all going to root for
the
Pisgah.
The stars are aligning.
Yeah.
The moon's in right orbit, whatever you want to call it.
The vital rhythms are hitting on all cylinders and everything.
Bring your rabbit's foot, your horseshoes, your lucky shirts. I know I'm going to wear my lucky shirt. I've been wearing it every game.
Fan bus, they've got two already completely filled.
Two completely filled.
And they're trying to see about a third one because there's been a few people to call. If they can get enough people before tomorrow afternoon to get a time to reserve a third bus, remember, folks, you can ride the bus, and I've done that.
Oh, that's the way to do it now.
Right.
They let you off at the front door. If you've ever been at the Dean Dome, where you park, and folks, you're going to have to pay $10 to park extra upon your ticket, too, because I've already looked at the maps. You're going to have to pay $10 extra to park anywhere down there, and then you got a long walk to Dean Dome, and it's uphill. The bus lets you ride out the front door. You pay $10 for the ticket to get you in, $30 for the bus ride. You don't have to worry about gas. You don't have to worry about traffic, nothing.
Right.
You're there.
So if you got $40 and you want to ride the bus, and get your pre-sold ticket before tomorrow afternoon, call the main office at Pisgah High School and see if there's a third bus going to be made. Two buses are completely filled right now. So
we need the Pisgah Nation there. We need you to come out with your red and black on again. Let's do it like we did in 05.
A lot of people are driving by themselves.
A lot of people are driving. Well, a lot of people's going to go spend the night before and do a little shopping on Chapel Hill Drive, which is my favorite place.
I would think that if the Pisgah girls won the state championship, everybody's going to skedaddle as fast as they can back to the high school.
Oh, they should be a big parade for this.
Yeah,
oh,
be,
yeah, folks.
Yeah, that's just like
there
the
wasn't
boys,
a lot of people for the parade coming back from Greensboro, but I think this parade, the earliest they're playing in the day, man, that town should be full. Let's get back to our softball game now. I know we're missing three players that are still on the basketball team. We're missing our second baseman, Sheridan Presley, which outstanding bat, outstanding glove out there at second base, and truly missing her. Can't wait till she comes back. Taylor Gallion in the outfielder's speed. Again, there's another factor that we're missing her and her speed on the bases. And then we are missing Ashley Penland, which this will be her step up. She was on the JV team last year, very good player, very athletic. She kind of reminds me of Micah James, can play any position. Just put that kid anywhere she wants to play. She don't care. But today you're going to see a younger team. We're going to have Callie Kirkendall inside the circle, which is Coach Leatherwood's granddaughter, but a very talented pitcher, and I'm excited to see how well she'll do today. It's not as cold as when we played against Robertson, so maybe the control issues will be a little bit better today.
Well, it is young in the season, and Serena's in her lineup's got four sophomores, playing, and you know, this is kind of like a homecoming of sorts, because Coach Crook's wife is the head coach here at Inca, and we had a nice chat before the game, and she's a wonderful person, and she's got a young lineup too, starting several freshmen. Yeah. She's talked about that they're going to be young too, so this will be an interesting contest for us. But you know, we're going to have softball for you, and what we're going to do is take a break right here. So when you come back, we're live from Griffin Park here in Inca, North Carolina, and we'll bring you the we'll be closing in on the first pitch of this non-conference softball game. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning, buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings, we will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning, 1116. Y'all come see us now here.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah
Black Bears girls. Pisgah Nation, we're back here live at Griffin Park. We're about ready to get started. Both teams have had both their warm-up tosses. The umpires are at the plate trading their lineup cards. And both coaches are at the plate with the umpires trading their lineup cards. So we're about ready to get started with the first pitch. Chuck's going to give us a lineup, and so we can get this going.
To start for the Pisgah Black Bears, will be leading off and playing shortstop will be sophomore Nadia Hudson, followed in the two spot by senior center fielder Michaela Tipton. Batting third and catching and been there for the last 4 years will be Mahala Irvin, bound for the Gardner-Webb Bulldogs softball program after she's done with her Pisgah career. In cleanup will be the pitcher, sophomore Callie Kirkendall. Batting fifth and playing third base is sophomore Shelby Tomasi. Batting sixth and at first base is senior Mason McCracken. Seventh and playing right field will be sophomore Kelsey Alexander. In the eight hole, playing second base will be Lexi Stennett. And then batting ninth and in left field will be junior Casey Brown. And that's the lineup that Serena Goodwin has penciled in for this game against the Inca Jets.
And Inca's going to have them a freshman in the circle starting, and that's Pearson, which her last outing, they got beat by T.C. Robertson 4-0. She pitched seven innings. She had nine hits, nine strikeouts, four earned runs and two walks. So she had a pretty good line there for a freshman. I mean, because when you face T.C. Robertson, you're facing the McCurries, Izzy McCurry, who owns Western North Carolina's, or tied right now for the Western North Carolina home run record. So they got some heavy hitters on that team, and they got some Amazons. I mean, they're some big girls for T.C. Robertson.
Well, and that's, you know, that's important. I mean, it was 7-7 when they tied due to the darkness, but we're going to break right now, and take a little time as they play the national anthem. Inca has taken the field and they're lining up for the Star Spangled Banner. And we're going to, after that, we're going to have a, we're going to have softball here, Rhonda.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how this does.
You know, Coach Crook is, you know, that freshman, I've heard a lot of good things about Courtney Pearson.
Now, do it, please rise for the singing of our national anthem.
We're going to bring you the singing of the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave. The
national anthem was sung by Inca player Callie Height, a junior. Carly Height, a junior, excuse me. So now we're getting ready. The famous words in all of baseball and softball, play ball.
Well, out inside the circle is Courtney Pearson, and she's preparing to have her warm-up tosses. And this is a beautiful park. Let's set the stage right here. It is an overcast day. Sun's trying to peek through. The flag, Old Glory, is out in dead center field, and it's blowing from right field foul pole to the left field foul pole, so it's a crosswind. And so if you're a right-handed batter today, you may like that.
Yeah.
it's a sort of a stiff wind. And
this guy has a lot of righties, but they have a couple lefties. Casey Brown's a little lefty, and you know, Serena told me at the beginning of the year, this team's not gonna be like the last couple of years. We're not gonna have the dynamics of the team have changed because we don't have Logan Matthews no more. So, you know, she says we might not have the thumper row that we talked about a lot last year in the home run, but we got some hitters, and that's, you know, sometimes small ball wins you games.
Well, it'll be Nadia Hudson, Michaela Tipton, and Mahala Irvin scheduled for the Blackbears here in the top of the first inning, and we're ready for softball. And Pisco will be the visiting team. Black tops, white pants. Reverse, as Inca's wearing white tops and navy pants. So Courtney Pearson's ready to go for her first pitch of the game to Nadia Hudson. First pitch, high for a ball.
We're up in the press box, which is unusual for softball complexes. You see the pitches pretty well.
Beautiful complex here at Griffin Park.
Mm-hmm.
Pearson's ready to go. 1-0 pitch, swung on and lifted to right field, straight at the right fielder, Addison Harris, and she hauls that in for out number one. That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton, who was a part of the Thumpers last year.
And she had eye surgery in November, and she's still trying to recruit from that. She wanted to be able to play without glasses or contacts, and it's not worked.
Tipton will be out in center field. Pearson, working very slowly, gets the sign. Here's her pitch. Swung on, and that is blooped into nice running grab in shallow center field by the second baseman, Kirstie Evans. That looked like it was going to be blooped in there, but
she was stretching her arms out. It's Brooke Adams, I think.
Kirstie Evans. All right, so that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin, the catcher. Here's the pitch. High changeup, ball one. Walt Leatherwood over at third base, head coach, manager. Serena Goodwin mans the first base. Ball two in the dirt, 2-0.
Kayla's always been very patient in the batter's box. She waits for her pitch.
You get one above the belts to this young lady, and she's going to lose it out into the field. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted down the right field line, was laid on it, and falls safely into the warning track. So a little late pitch, fastball in on her hands, and she couldn't get around on it from Courtney Pearson. So two balls, one strike here for Irvin.
Harris had a beat on it, but she just wasn't quite quick enough to get it.
Pearson checks the sign, gets it. Here's the pitch. Swung on and dribbled over to the shortstop. Comes up throwing to first base and in time to retire Irvin. So an effective top of the first inning for Inca, 1-2-3. And so no runs, no hits, and no errors, and nobody left on base. And after a half inning of play, Pisca 0 with Inca coming to bat.
Inca's starting, you know, Pisca started off slow against T.C. Robertson, but I think it was the youth and playing T.C. Robertson, a big team. But as the game went on, the better they got. So I'm hoping, you know, that that's a good indication they're more relaxed today and can really play. We'll just see how they come out on defense.
You know, this is a good thing for Pisgah. They are missing really four. You know, mm-hmm. Brooklyn Allen is going to have a little work done on her ankle, so she'll miss her first, you know, her freshman year of softball, you know. She needs a little work done on some ligaments, but still, you know, they are missing four that they were counting on, and the girls that we're speaking of are on the basketball team, so I'll focus on that. But this is a good time for some young kids to get some work. You get put into line.
Time.
Yeah, I mean, you get in there, and this is an opportunity to show the coach what you got on the varsity level.
Well, not only that, you never know when an injury happens in the season, and you've got to have that player step up. So, you know, it is good for them to play these tough teams like this.
Valuable experience for all the Pisgah Black Bears as they start and look for maybe another run at a state championship. Last year, it fell apart in Madison County.
And it's still probably going to go through Canton or Madison. I just don't see anybody, you know, North has some good, North Henderson has a good team. They got the Cannon girl, Kim Cannon, back a pitching. So, you know, it's going to be hard to tell. But a 2A part, there's not, you know, Asheville beat Smoky Mountain last night. Come on. That was their first win.
Well, Kelly Kirkendall finishes her warm-up tosses. She, the right-hander, will be set to face Kiara Porche, Mara Troutman, and Jordan Harris for Inca here in the bottom of the first. No score. We're bringing it live to you on AM 920 AM, or if you're listening on a laptop or a computer or an iPhone, it's WPTLradio.net. So Kirkendall's ready. Gets her sign from Irvin. Here's the first pitch. Called strike. Got the inside part of the plate.
And she only has four pitches she works with. Her curve, her changeup, her rise, her drop, and her fastball. That's all she worries about.
Kirkendall looks in, gets her sign. Next pitch, tries to drag and slap it, but fouled it into the ground. It is Porche. So now she's in a hole, 0-2 to Kirkendall here in the bottom of the first inning and no score in this game between Inca and Pisgah. Kirkendall working quite quickly here. Here's the pitch. She dragged it over to the second baseman, Stennard, over to first, and not in time as Porche gets on there for an infield single.
And that's where we miss Sheridan Presley. I know that Stennard's defense is pretty good, but if you watched Presley last year, she would run up on the ball. Stennard waited for the ball, and that's something you have to do.
So the leadoff hitter is on, and Kirkendall is ready to go to face Troutman. With a run around first, nobody out. Ball's in the dirt. Here's the throw. The runner goes down and not in time. So Porche's got her speed, and she steals second base. And right now, the Jets are threatening here in the bottom of the first inning from Griffin Park.
Poor Shea strapped on her jet for that one.
Kirkendall ready. Pitch is in the dirt. So it's 2-0 to the sophomore catcher, Jordan Harris. Or excuse me, Mara Troutman. This is the third baseman. Kirkendall is ready. Here's her 2-0 delivery. Swung on, and that's lifted straight to the right fielder, hauled in. And she quickly gets that back in, and that was right fielder Kelsey Alexander that didn't even move, just stood.
She didn't move.
Yeah, she did a liner right to her. So.
And that was a great catch. She stood her ground, and she quickly got to second base, and Porsche had started to take off. And then she had to turn back around because it was a pop fly, and she couldn't go nowhere.
So one out, and that's going to bring up Jordan Harris, the sophomore catcher. Outfield playing straight away. Kirkendall's ready. Here's her pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Nice scoop by Irvin to keep Porsche at second base. One ball, no strikes. Kirkendall working at a very quick pace out there from inside the circle. Here's the pitch. Looked like a screwball around it. What was it?
It looked like it.
Trying to curve it or something?
Yeah, I believe she might try to curve it in.
It was a little odd delivery,
yeah.
And it had some movement to it, but well, anyhow, it was a ball, so it's 2-0. Here's Kirkendall's 2-0 delivery. Swung on, and that's liner to second baseman Stinnett. Hauls it in and almost beat Porsche to second base.
That would have been about the easiest double play you've ever seen.
Inning-ending double play, absolutely. But nice play by Lexi Stinnett, the second baseman for Pisgah. And so that's two outs, and that's going to bring up right fielder Addison Harris. So the Harris sisters batting 3 and 4 in the lineup for Coach Crook here in Inca. Callie Kirkendall ready to go. Here's her first pitch. Swung on, and that's grounded easily to Mason McCracken and Hoover, or as others call her, Rocky.
Yeah.
Gobbles that up, steps on first, and that's all for Inca, as they get one hit, no runs, leave one runner on, and there were no errors. And so after one complete inning, the score, it still remains Inca 0, Pisgah 0. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking,
go to the greening.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Griffin Park. We're at the top of the second now with the score 0-0. Very good inning for Pisgah getting out of that leadoff hit there of Porsche. They battled back and didn't let the runner advance past second, so that's a great defense there.
Well, you know, it's always, you know, a little precarious when you get a leadoff runner with the speed of Porsche on, but, you know, they held her and kept her at second, so she was stranded there. Great defensive play. Lexi Stennett, second baseman, Mason McCracken, and also right fielder Kelsey Alexander. Three great plays. So, yeah, as far as Kirkendall is concerned, it's a scoreless battle, and so now that's going to bring up for here in the top of the second, Shelby Tomasi, Mason McCracken, and Kelsey Alexander scheduled to face Courtney Pearson.
Callie Kirkendall's up right now.
That's correct, Callie Kirkendall.
And her nickname's Smiley now.
So Kirkendall's batting 4, and it'll be Shelby Tomasi and Mason McCracken. So first pitch was a strike, called strike. pitcher versus pitcher. Swung on, and that's blooped over the first baseman's head. And that's going to be a single for Kirkendall, a leadoff single.
And against the T.C. Robertson game, she was 3 of 4.
Wow.
So she really, her bat's really coming. And Shelby Tomasi, folks, is a beast. I mean.
And that's who's up at the plate right now, Shelby Tomasi.
She has Caitlin Hanna power.
Only a sophomore playing third base, trying to fill the shoes of Micah James. Swung on and lined foul down the third base side.
She gave her changeup and she couldn't hold back on that when she was waiting.
She just snapped the wrist through, didn't she?
She was wanting it.
Walt was trying to skedaddle out of that. I mean, you got to be alive with some of these, especially if she's got Caitlin Hanna power. Caitlin used to hit those dramatic, you know, liners to Walt Leatherwood in the box. Next pitch, it swung on and missed, chased a high fastball. Looked good, but should have laid off, so it's an 0-2 count to Tomasi with Kirkendall on first. Next pitch by Pearson, here it comes. Swung on and missed, struck her out. Threw her changeup, so that's one out, and Kirkendall still remains at first base, and that's going to bring up Mason McCracken, the first baseman.
Walt's having to talk with her like you know that thing up there? You don't swing at it when it's up here.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's giving her just some friendly advice. And wide stance by McCracken. Hold your hands high. Swung on and fouled directly back into the netting. So it's 0-1. I've always said Mason McCracken has that Dominican Republic stance and batting swing. You ever watch the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah.
You see him all that exaggerating hands high and wide stance. He reminds me of a Dominican Republic or, Puerto Rican baseball player. High changeup for a ball, so it evens the count at 1-1.
Who was the hitter in the baseball that had the antsy front foot and always like double clutched it before he hit? She does that with her front foot. If you watch it, it wiggles. It's like she wants to double clutch it.
Pearson ready to go. Here's her pitch low for a ball. So it's 2 balls, 1 strike. Nice eye by McCracken, the senior. Played a role last year in the 2012 season. Now her time. Here's the pitch. Way outside and lays off of it. So the senior works Pearson to a 3-1 count here in the top of the second inning. No score.
She's very patient at the plate.
Kirkendall still at first base for Pisgah. Lead off single. Next pitch. Swung on and that's fouled out of play. Got a good hack at it. So the count is full to McCracken. One out and a runner at first base. That's Callie Kirkendall. Pisgah trying to get her home here in the top of the second in the scoreless battle between Inca Jets and Pisgah Black Bears. Here's a 3-2 delivery. Swung on and that's lifted. That may be in, and that's nice running grab by the second baseman, Brooke Adams.
That's two that she's made.
She made. That was in the what they call the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Callie couldn't leave first, far enough. She couldn't tag up. Looked like it was going to drop, so that's going to be the second out. And that's going to bring up Kelsey Alexander, the sophomore right fielder for Pisgah. Sun peeking out through the clouds now. Swung on and lined through the box, up the middle to center field. And so Kirkendall is going to stay at first. So a nice sharp single by Kelsey Alexander.
And she
swinging on the first pitch, Rhonda.
She did that against T.C. Robertson. She hit some liners right past the pitcher there against them, so she's got a good small ball bat.
Well, runners at first and second, and it brings up Lexi Stennett. Here's Pearson's first pitch, and that's called, got the corner for a strike, so that's 0-1 on Stennett. Anything in the outfield, runners will be moving on contact with two outs. Next pitch, that's high for a ball. Laid off the changeup, so it's 1 ball, 1 strike to Lexi Stennett. Outfield for Incas playing straight away. Wind seems to be dying down. Another high changeup, 2-1.
Looks like it's blowing straight out to outfield.
it moves around. It's either going straight out, and then sometimes it'll kind of, you know, the wind, so it's a swirling wind out there. So right now, snapping straight out the center, laid off on it, so that's three balls, one strike. They're checking with the field umpire, but home plate umpire Mike Butler said, no, he saw it all the way, so he doesn't need help. 3-1 pitch, here it comes. Swung in line, out of play. Looked like it was going to go down that right field line. Stennett laid on it, but she got all on the sweet part of the bat, but just was late. Lined it out of play.
And that's just, they haven't really played a lot of games where these other teams, like the Incas, had three, and we've only had one.
3-2 pitch, ball four, walked her high. So the bases are full of black bears right now for Casey Brown, the left fielder.
And she's a lefty. Only lefty we have batting.
So Casey Brown comes to the plate with bases full here in the top of the second inning, no score. Callie Kirkendall and Kelsey Alexander singled. Stennett drew a walk. First pitch is right on the outside part of the plate, called strike by home plate umpire Mike Butler. So 0-1 right now to the number 9 hitting Casey Brown. Pearson's pitch just missed up top of the strike zone, so that makes the evens the count at 1-1. Beautiful day starting to break. The sun's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Change up, swung way out on her front foot. Nice pitch by Courtney Pearson. Got the Brown looking for something.
She's like
the heater.
She's looking at her. You know, you tell by the actions of the batters that drop that head and says, why did I swing at that?
So one ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed, struck her out. So Pearson gets out of a jam, striking out Casey Brown. And so after the Bears load the bases, they couldn't manufacture a run, so after 1.5 innings, we still remain scoreless.
Well, Casey Brown is she's a good player. She's a multiple sport player, too, but she used to play basketball, but she opted to run track instead of basketball. So she's one of those players who can give you those little singles and doubles, you know, in the gaps and the holes and force runs in that way.
Well, you know it's a big game when WLOS Channel 12 comes and brings the camera.
Channel 12? 13.
Channel 13. Back home, Channel 12 is, whoa. Channel 12, WJRT. That's my hometown, Flint. It's ABC, the same thing. It's just,
we've traveled so much this week, the past week in basketball, folks.
Where am I at?
I was so exhausted Sunday, I just collapsed. I mean, between Wednesday and then Thursday, the softball game, and then Friday, and then having to get ready Friday to go back down to Greensboro Saturday.
And we got to go back.
Hey, I don't mind.
But you're riding the bus, aren't
you? I'm riding the bus. I'm riding with them crazy Pisgah fans.
Well, Jasmine Palmer, Courtney Pearson, and Sydney Davis are scheduled up to face Callie Kirkendall here in the bottom of the second inning. No score in this game between Inca and Pisgah. So the crowd, just now, a late arriving crowd is coming in. And nice crowd here.
It is a nice crowd.
Griffin Park.
It is a beautiful ballpark.
Well, Kirkendall's ready. She straddles the slab, and she'll face Jasmine Palmer here. First pitch dropped a strike right in the inside part of the plate. So Kirkendall gets ahead of Palmer.
She's worked all summer long on her pitching. She's had a private coach, and she's worked all summer long, and you can tell it.
She's ready to go. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung out and lined into the gap. That'll be trouble as Palmer drives a pitch into the left center gap, and that'll be a stand-up double for the sophomore shortstop. She left the changeup high and up over the plate. And Palmer, so this is the second inning that Inca has got the leadoff batter on with a hit, and that's going to bring up the pitcher, Courtney Pearson. Inca known for small ball, look for a bunt here. First pitch, strike right down the middle of the plate, knee high, so it's 0-1 to Pearson. Inca for years has been known for playing small ball, moving runners over with bunts and everything.
Yeah. They've always had a good, very good softball program here.
Kirkendall ready, runner at second base. Just inside, evens the count at 1-1.
And that's the reason Serena schedules them. Not only that, they're a rival. And she tries to get the toughest competition for us to play.
That paid off for the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Hopefully it'll pay off for the softball team. Grounded over to the shortstop. She comes up throwing the first to Mason McCracken. That shortstop is Nadia Hudson. Nice grab, keeping Palmer at second. So she looked her back, and that was a nice play. So that's in your scorecard, 6-3. That's one out, and that's going to bring up Sydney Davis, the first baseman.
And Nadia is the little sister of Hannah Hudson that played on the state championship team, if the name sounds familiar.
Only two seniors in the lineup, and this is one of them. Grounder over to Lexi Stennett. Flips over to Mason McCracken. The runner, Palmer, moves over to third. So a quick ground out. And that's two outs. And could Kirkendall get out of another jam? That's going to bring up the number eight hitter, Sarah Brookshire, who will be the designated player, DH in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
She's DHing for Brooke Adams, the second baseman for Inca. Kirkendall ready. Outfield playing straight away. Here's the pitch. And that's right over to Stennett. Nice high leaping grab by Stennett at second base, swinging on that first pitch. So Brookshire gets out of the jam thanks to superlative defense by the Black Bears. So we played two innings, and the score still remains 0-0. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford. Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina. In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to Griffin Park. We're at the top of the third. Scores 0-0. Pisgah's got the top of the lineup coming up with Hudson, Tipton, and Irvin.
So Pearson's first pitch to Hudson is way outside. Hudson 0-1 in this game. Sun is out. Cubs have broken up. It's a beautiful day here at Griffin Park. Fouled out of play by Hudson, so that evens the count at 1-1. Pearson's just making some great pitches on the Black Bears lineup.
It's a lot better than it was last Thursday when I had to call the game outside and it was so cold.
I think I was on a plane flight, back to Vegas. Change up in the dirt, 2-1.
Don't want to hear about your plane flight back from Vegas and nice warm weather out there.
Oh, it was beautiful. First trip out there and plan to go back. Here's Pearson's 2-1 delivery. Swung on and dribbled. Pat Pearson just picks it up and flips over, retires Hudson for the first out of the third inning. And we are away, folks, so we're in the top of the third. That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton, who's 0-1 in this game. Zero, top of the third inning. No runs, two hits, no errors for Pisgah. First pitch is high and outside for a ball. And no runs, two hits, no errors for Inca.
It's hard to tell in her delivery if that's her changeup or curveball. It's way up.
Courtney Pearson, only a freshman, caught the outside corner for a fastball, so it evens the count at 1-1. Tipped and laid off, wasn't her pitch. Usually your good hitters will lock and load on their pitch until they get the strikeout, and then they have to expand the strike zone.
Ooh.
Oh, and it hit her. No, she moved out of the way. That went behind her.
I don't know how. I do not know how it missed her.
It looked like she was trying to put a little English on it, bringing something other than a fastball, and it just got out of her hands quickly, which on a day like today would have happened. So Tipton has a 2-1 count. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and lifted to left field. Camping underneath that is Kirstie Evans, and she hauls that in for out number two here in the top of the third. That's going to bring up Mahala Irvin. Who's also 0-for-1 in this game.
Yeah. Red, as we know her at the ballpark.
She won't change colors when she plays for Gardner-Webb. They're black and red, too.
She's excited about that.
So Pearson's ready. Her pitch, high for a ball.
And Gardner-Webb's got one of probably the best catchers around that I've seen around this area in years.
Irvin's one of the best bad pitch hitting softball players I've seen. She can take a bad pitch and drill it out of the park. And she lines one over to deep short. Nice play by Palmer. Throws Irvin out on a bang-bang play at first. So no runs, no hits, and no errors for Pisgah as we move to the bottom of the third. And the score still remains Pisgah 0, Inca 0.
So this is a good rivalry game. So both these teams are going to play very well against each other. So it's something that, when you have a rivalry, mm-hmm. sometimes kids play better than they do mm-hmm. normally. And maybe a little bit of Pisgah is playing down a little bit. I don't know. They're slow starters. And like I said, this is Pisgah's only second game. We had Hiawassee Dam scheduled, but they only had four players. They had to cancel that game because the rest of their team was playing basketball in the playoffs, so they couldn't even play us. So we've only had one game.
And that's Serena. She wants to, you want to play, and she's not concerned about how, she wants everybody to execute accordingly, but, mm-hmm. She just wants to get their players, facing opposing pitchers instead of batting practice and, getting out there and playing competition in that. And so the more you play, the better you get. And that's the MO of Pisgah softball for many years is that they really turn it on about halfway mark of the season.
And it goes back to the story in the paper about the girls basketball team. It's not how you start.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you finish.
Mm-hmm.
So, people get all, Pisgah's really known for their softball program, but, folks don't get all upset if they don't win the first two. It's not the end of time. They will get it together. This is a very good team out here. They have showed signs of greatness. It's just they've got to get things through. The chemistry is the number one thing they got to work on.
And it's, you're missing several starters, too.
Yeah.
So, and they're playing basketball, but we'll let them play basketball Saturday and get them back after,
And they'll be back next week.
9-1-2 to face Callie Kirkendall here in the bottom of the third. It'll be Kirstie Evans, Kiara Porche, and Mara Troutman.
And the crowd's still filling in. It's mm-hmm. a good day for a softball game.
Word may have not. This game was originally scheduled at 5:30, and they moved it up to 4:30 today. Tried to drag it and slap it. Just got a piece of it and drilled it into the dirt for a foul ball. So it'd be 0-1 count to Evans. Inca's gotten the leadoff hitter in each of the first two innings on base, so Kelly's trying to stop that
trend.
That trend right there. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Curveball just missed. And Mahala Irvin's framing it. She thought that looked like that curve way back in. So she's talking and working home plate umpire Mike Butler.
She's working him.
Butler's shaking his head.
She needs to be a politician instead of a doctor.
That's what she's supposed to do. Do it for a pitcher. All right. So 1-1 count coming. Here it is. Slaps it over to shortstop, throw over to first, called safe. So a leadoff infield single again.
That was a really close call because Mason McCracken was stretched out to get that ball.
Nadia Hudson laid back on it. She's got to read that better, but that, you know, it's early in the season. That was a nice slap over to
shortstop's under a true position.
Right. So, again, the trend continues as the leadoff hitter gets on base. That's going to bring up Kiera Porche, who singled her time up. She tries to drag bunt it, and that goes foul as Irvin picks it up. Corners coming in, charging hard. Left fielder was there for Pisgah, and that's Casey Brown to pick up third.
That's one thing Serena does in practice. She drills the bunt process in their heads, who covers what where, and these kids are good at it.
First time up, Porche singled and then stole second. She tried to drag it, pops it up, and that's going to fall, but they're going to get the runner at second base as she had to hold. As charging in was Callie Kirkendall, and Porche kind of bunted that thing up and over her head, and she had to turn quickly but couldn't get it, and runner scampered back. So they're going to force out Evans for the first out, and a fielder's choice is...
Don't be surprised if Mahala Irvin don't call a pitch out since Porche stole one the first time on her.
Myra Troutman is now up. She flew out to right fielder. Kelsey Alexander, she grounds one up the middle for a single as Porche scampers over to third. So Inca has runners on first and third with one out. That was a sharp single.
And as soon as it hit the lip of the grass and the dirt, it shot straight up in the air.
Notice that the Pisgah defense kind of lays back on it and not reading it off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Harris, the sophomore catcher's up. She lined out to Stennett in the first inning. Runners at first and third, Inca threatening, and she just drills it down the left field line. Foul, though.
That was in between the third base and her coach. I mean, that was a hard hit ball.
She got a good swing at that.
Coach Crook's kind of going, oh, man, that's a hard hit one.
Kelly Kirkendall working from inside the circle. She's got herself in a pickle right here. One out, runners at first and second. Swings, and that's up into center field. And that is going to be nice grab! And they may want to get over to third base. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a sacrifice fly. Waltz checking back there. Boy, I tell you, beautiful grab by the center fielder, Michaela Tipton.
I still think they ought to throw that to third base because I thought she took off way early.
So that'll be an RBI. And that gives Inca a lead, 1-0. Kirkendall steps on the rubber, and they're not. They're going to let it go, so... Mm-hmm. And that is over to shortstop Nadia, and she's calling an interference on the runner, so that runner is out. So that's going to end the inning. So after three innings, Inca takes the lead, 1-0. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, MedWest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking,
go to the greening.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pond and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Rhonda Bird, along with my broadcast partner, Chuck Fiebernays. Welcome back to Griffin Park, where the Inca Jets just took a lead of 1-0 in the bottom of the third. And, Chuck, that was, like you said, Callie got herself in a pickle, and we couldn't get out. Defense that time couldn't bail us out of it.
Well, and a great defensive play with one out of Michaela Tipton out in center field. That ball looked, that was just earmarked for the wall, and she leaped up and hauled that in, and quickly looking over to third baseman and Porsche, it looked like she left early, but Walt Weatherwood and Serena Goodwin are right in front of third base, and they didn't appeal it. So apparently
they got better eyes,
than we do. So Inca got a sac fly in that inning, and so for three straight innings, Inca has gotten the leadoff hitter and finally paid off with a run in the bottom of the third, and we're in the top of the fourth, and it's going to be Kirkendall, Tomasi, and McCracken due up to face Courtney Pearson here in the top of the fourth. Kirkendall singled her first time up. Swung on and dribbled over to third baseman. Scooped that up. That was Myra Troutman. Throws over to first to retire Kirkendall, swinging on the first pitch.
She double clutched that for a while before she threw it, and she just about underthrew it in the dirt. The first baseman had to dig that one out of the dirt.
Well, now it's going to bring up Shelby Tomasi, who struck out her first time up. With one out here in the top of the fourth, and Inca leading 1-0. Pearson ready to go. Here's her pitch. Change up a little high. Left it up. So it's 1-0 to Tomasi.
She just needs to be patient. Youth is getting, her excitement is getting to her.
Here's her pitch. Way outside for a ball 2-0. So.
And that's probably what Walt said to her when she went to the dugout. Just be patient.
Yeah, he was. I mean, she listened too.
Mm-hmm.
Seen Shelby Tomasi several times. She looks like a good ball player, too. Swung on and lined and grounded foul past Walt Leatherwood on the third base side. So Tomasi
kinda,
a little bit out front.
She's kind of like Brooklyn Allen. Very disciplined, very self-motivated. You know, you don't have to push the kids to be better. They want to be better.
She's got polished shoes. She looks like, wears her uniform pristine. I tell you, she looks like a great ball player, and that leaves a change up high alone. So now she gets ahead of Pearson 3-1 on the count. So Tomasi looking for a pitch. Here it comes. Swung on, and that's lined down the right field line and curves foul. So Tomasi bidding for an extra base hit and just drove an outside fastball where she was supposed to hit it to the right side, and that was a one hopper off the wall, but it fell foul.
She's making contact now, so that's better than swinging it there.
3-2 count on Tomasi. Here's the pitch. Swung on and popped up into the infield. Shortstop Jasmine Palmer calls it and hauls that in, so Tomasi pops up for out number two here in the top of the fourth. And that's going to bring up Mason McCracken.
Now, Tomasi's daddy films these games. They go home and have film study on her batting. She has a batting cage in her basement. And after games, they'll work on her what she did wrong for hours.
Tomasi, I'll tell you what. If anything, people need to watch, look at her uniform. Fouled out of play for McCracken swinging at the first pitch. Because she wears it. I mean, that's the way you wear a uniform. She polished shoes. Everything in order, everything in mm-hmm. place. She, I'll tell you what, if she couldn't play, we know she can, but she looks like a ball player.
She can play. I've seen her play travel ball.
Pitch inside to McCracken. So that evens the count at 1-1. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Inca leads 1-0. Inca, 1 run, 4 hits, no errors. Pisgah, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors. McCracken set. Here's the pitch way outside. So now it's 2-1 to the senior first baseman.
A lot of these kids on Pisgah's team now that are coming up have been playing with Brad Allen's travel ball team. So they've played together for years. And Shelby Tomasi is one of them. She's very good.
McCracken, that wide stance. Here's the pitch. Swung and lines it down the right field line. Foul off the wall. Got a good hack at it. That evens the count now at 2-2. So the old superstition, you take your hat off and wiggle it, you know, back and forward, is 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs.
2's across the board.
And 2 at the plate. And oh, change up got her. And so she strikes out to end the inning. So after a nice, efficient 1-2-3 inning by Courtney Pearson, Pisgah still trails 1-0 as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning.
Well, Pisgah's got to get some bats going.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is playing good. Not great, good. Like you say, we're missing some key players. They're keeping them in the game. But the bats have got to starting to get going to get us some runners on the bases. The only time we've had any people on the was in that first inning when the bases loaded mm-hmm. with two outs, and that's been it.
Well, a nice crowd here at Palmer Park, home of the Inca Jets. One of the more picturesque and pristine ballparks that yeah. you'll see in the state of North Carolina.
And the gentleman gave them the money for this ballpark from the lottery. So, folks, buy your lottery tickets, please.
Oh,
somebody
yeah,
get
yeah.
the big one for Pisgah.
Yeah.
We need an elevator
yeah, right.
for the press box at the football stadium. Me and Chuck's getting too old to go up that thing.
State Lottery Commission, you just got free advertisement
yeah.
from us.
We just want an elevator to get up and down there.
I'm getting too old for that.
Oh, and by the way, while we got this time out, everybody circle the date, May 18th on your calendars. Put red dot stars, I don't care what you got to do, drawdown, May 18th. If you ain't got your ticket, and I know that's not proper English, but in Canton, if you ain't got your ticket, you better go find somebody that's got it to sell it, buy it, and get up there and support these kids.
Well, May 18th is the Pisgah drawdown. May 11th is the Pisgah Tuscola alumni football game at Weatherby Stadium. So back-to-back weekends got something, you know, got something special for the fans.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now it's going to be Palmer, Pearson, and Davis to face Kirkendall here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Inca leads 1-0. Dribbled foul, swinging. You know, Inca, the last two innings, been going after the first mm-hmm. two. They've been hacking at it. They're playing aggressive. Unusual, because you get to know Inca is in years past is taking a lot of pitches and using small ball.
And being a team that mm-hmm. waits for their time.
Next pitch is low and outside, evens the count at 1-1. But Jasmine Palmer hit a double her first time up.
Behind the plate, Mahala's very smart, so she's going to start changing the pitches up.
Mm-hmm. Especially with Palmer having hit one off the wall. And she hits it again, and that's going to go off the wall. One hopper off the wall, and that'll be another stand-up double for Jasmine Palmer. And the fourth consecutive inning that Inca has got the leadoff hitter on by a hit.
And that was in the same place she hit the other one.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I mean, it's like Groundhog Day all over again.
Courtney Pearson up now. Well, if we're going to do that, then she grounds out to shortstop and keeps Palmer, because that's what she did the last time Palmer led off in the second with a double. Clouds now peek in and out. Called strike. So pitcher working against the pitcher here. Righty against the right-handed hitter. And right now, Coach Crook calls Palmer down. She may have missed a sign. May have looking to go short, you know, the small
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, either that or she's noticed something in Callie and trying to Smiley out there in the circle and telling her to watch out for something.
Well, Callie needs to cover third and keep third baseman Shelby Tomasi at third. Here's the pitch. It does square around and bunts it foul. Shortstop Nadia Hudson was there covering from her shortstop spot over at third. So that's the way they're going to work it. So that's going to be...
You know, if I had a sportsman of the award, it'd have to go to Mahala Irvin. She hands everybody their bat when they come back.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, struck her out, chased a high pitch. So Palmer still stays at second base, and that's one out. Now to bring up Sydney Davis, the first baseman, grounded out to the second baseman, Lexi Stennett.
So I guess it's not Groundhog Day again.
No. 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning from Palmer Park and Inca. Pitch is looped, and that is going to be a single to shallow center field. Had to wait to see as Nadia Hudson tried to lunge for that ball, and then when it landed, it kind of started a cue ball all over the place. I couldn't describe that. But that'll be a single, and that moves up Palmer to third, and Pearson or Davis singles.
And it went through the leg of the Inca runner at second. Mm-hmm. She was trying to dodge it.
So now I bring up Sarah Brookshire with runners on first and third here in the bottom of the fourth, and Inca leads 1-0. Kirkendall ready. Here's a pitch. She bluffs going to second base, and Coach Crooks from third base says, if she's going to give it to you, go. Shouting on instructions. You would expect this kind of stuff if they get into it, or it's early in the season. Mistakes will be made. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And that's right back at Kirkendall. She looks to run it back over to first to retire the Brookshire, and that holds Palmer at third, and I mean that's a defensive gem out of the pitcher, Callie Kirkendall. That was destined going straight up the middle and going right between her legs, and she just stabbed that before she, you know, that one hopper scorched it, and that's a second out. That's a big play right there.
And the smart play was to look off the third base runner before she threw the first.
Bring up the number 9 hitter, Kirsten Evans, who singled her first time up. One of the 6 hits that Inca has against Kirkendall. She tried to drag it right to Kirkendall, flips over to Mason McCracken, and that's all for Inca here in the bottom of the 4th. We'll move to the top of the 5th. 1-0 Jets. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, and MedWest Haywood. Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina. Your knees and hips are special, and if they need to be replaced, there's a special program created just for total joint replacement at MedWest Haywood. A team of exceptional surgeons, nurses, and therapists provide education and therapy just for you, before and after your surgery. At MedWest Haywood, your total joint replacement is not just a surgery, it's a relationship. Connect with the MedWest Haywood Joint Replacement Program to see if joint replacement is right for you. Call 452-8775 for more information. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
We're here live at Griffin Park with Rhonda Bird with my broadcast partner Chuck Fiebernitz. Score in the bottom or the top of the 5th is 1-0 Inca. Chuck, we got ourselves out jamming that last inning.
We've been in jams in all 4 innings. But Callie Kirkendall has, you know, toughened up and really pitched well getting herself out. They have scratched a runoff in the bottom of the 3rd, and that's where the score stands right now. Inca leading Pisgah 1-0.
She don't act like she gets too rattled in the circle.
Casey Alexander, Lexi Stennett, and Casey Brown do up 7-8-9 for Pisgah here in the top of the 5th inning. First pitch to Kelsey Alexander is a ball outside. Alexander has one of the 2 hits, and both those hits came in the 2nd inning. Sharp single.
I seen her at Steakhouse after the last game. She says, we just need to get our bats going.
High and in tight. She backs up, so that's 2-0 count.
And if that name sounds familiar to you folks, Alexander is the sister of the basketball and football player, Kobe Alexander.
Kobe Alexander, a gem of a player. Swung on and fouled out of play. She's better looking than Kobe.
Well, I probably think she would appreciate
that.
Yeah,
well, I see Kobe all the time at gigs. He's one of the most wonderful people to be around.
He is.
Next pitch is just missed outside, and that's 3-1. She took a little off. Pearson wanted it, but Alexander laid off on it, and she worked her to a 3-1 count. Good hitters count here in the top of the 5th inning. Pisgah trails Inca 1-0. Here's Pearson's pitch. Called strike right down the middle.
She was taken all the way on that. You could tell by the way she was standing in the batter's box.
So that makes the count 3-2. So she's seen a lot of her pitches. She digs in. Kelsey Alexander. Pearson gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Called strike 3. Right at the knees. And
she kind of didn't agree with that one. She looked at the umpire like, oh, man.
Ball just turned around. That's going to bring up Lexi Stennett.
And Casey Brown's in the batter's box.
Lexi swings and misses at a high fastball. We're at Griffin Park. Chilly afternoon. Next pitch is high and outside for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Wind blowing.
The wind is what's cold.
Yeah. Inca leads Pisgah 1-0 here in the top of the fifth. Next pitch swung on, popped up into the infield. Calling it his second baseman, Brooke Adams. He camps underneath, hauls that in for out number two.
That's a couple of great grabs that Brooks Adams at second base has had.
And that brings up our only left-handed swinger until we get back Ty Cobb Jr.
Yeah.
Sheridan Presley.
Yeah, she is a lefty. That's right. I forgot about that.
And that's Casey Brown that we're speaking of. Pitches outside. Oh, right on the corner.
She's right-handed in basketball, though.
Left fielder Casey Brown struck out her last time up, falling behind 0-1 here at this at-bat. Swung on and missed, pulling off on it. So it's 0-2. She's got herself in a hole again.
And Tarina's telling her some instructions from first base side.
On deck, if we can get to her, is Nadia Hudson, the leadoff hitter. Pitches way outside. Wasted it. See if she was going to chase it. Ball. So it's 1-2.
It looked like her for a while. She was going to chase it.
JV game to follow, folks. So if you can get out here to Griffin Park. Check the swing. No, she went a little too far. And the umpire said no. It was even a strike there. Called her up. Rung her up. And so that will be all for Pisgah as they've gone now for the third straight inning in order. 1-2-3. So no runs, no hits, and no errors. And so we move to the bottom of the fifth with the score remains. Inca 1, Pisgah nothing.
Serena's having a chat with the home plate umpire. So I don't know what if it was about something in that inning or what. She usually don't talk and let two of the umpires unless she's going to do a change. And I don't see any changes in the lineup right now. Everything still remains the same.
And watch once we get this basketball state championship game, which they tip off at noon from the Dean Dome Saturday. Watch the weather break, and it'll be all warm and
It's supposed to be raining Saturday.
But after Saturday, next week, it'll get all warm and toasty, and we'll get back into the groove, warming up the bats with the weather.
Yeah, me and Chuck's got to get off the rust here. We're trying to get through this game here. We've got basketball on our mind and softball going, and it's really hard right now.
I'll tell you what.
Pisgah's baseball team had a big win this past week. Beat RS Central 4-2. Huge win for Coach Shepherd and them boys. Young team he's got this year.
Well, it's going to be the top of the order.
Porsche,
Troutman, and Harris. Porsche 1-for-2, a single in the first. Fielder's choice in the third, and scored the lone run in the third inning. So we got to get her off the bases, keep her off the bases. Kirkendall's first pitch, called strike right down the middle.
There's been a new coach added to Pisgah's softball program this year, and everybody I know will remember this name, Heidi Morgan.
Does she know anything about softball?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit.
Heidi, a star, former star for the softball team at Pisgah years ago.
She was late getting here, folks, because she's still one of the assistant coaches for basketball, so they had practice today. I seen her come running through here a minute ago.
Oh, high school sports. Kirkendall has a 1-1 count to Porsche. Here's the pitch. Swung on and dribbled over to Lexi Stennett at second. Flips over to Mason McCracken to retire. Porsche, there you go.
And that time, Lexi Stennett played it correctly. She came up on the ball and then flipped it over. Plenty of time. Last time she waited for the ball to come to her. You can't do that in softball. You've got such a short infield.
If you just joined us, folks, we're live from Griffin Park. It's 1-0 Inca in the bottom of the fifth. Jets batting. Myra Troutman. Changeup. Nice pitch. Got Troutman way out in front on her front foot. She swung over top the pitch, so it's 0-1.
Kirkendall did really good against TC. I was impressed with her first outing. She's settling down now into a groove now.
1-for-2 for Troutman today. Curveball in the dirt, so it's even up at 1-1. Troutman has flown out to right field and singled in the third. She's looking for a nice pitch she can drill. Kirkendall's trying to master her way, and that's blooped into right field, and that's going to be another hit for Troutman. Didn't hit it hard, just hit it where nobody was at.
Alexander was coming in on it strong, but she was playing so far back that she would have probably never got that.
So she got a ball sinking away from her, and just got the end of the bat on it and blooped it over Lexi Stennett's head at second base onto the grass. And so that's a single, and that goes in the book as a line drive single, although it was a bloop. And that's going to bring up the number three hitter, Jordan Harris. First pitch, inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Kirkendall is giving up seven hits, trailing 1-0. 0-for-2 for, and that's hit right at third baseman, over to second for one, late, and that bounces back.
But the quick cat, Mahala Irvin, was down there to catch the bounce off the wall on first base.
Nice play by Shelby Tomasi. Just a hard hit, one hopper. She just whirled and threw a strike over to Lexi Stennett at second, retiring the lead runner, Troutman. But the throw to first to get the back end of the double play was a little late. And that's going to bring up now Addison Palmer. First pitch is a ball.
The last time Pisgah had an athletic third baseman was Micah James. Now, she didn't play third base last year. She moved to shortstop. But when she was third base and as athletic was, we won state championship.
Kirkendall working. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Called strike. Got the corner to the left-hand hitting right fielder, a freshman, Addison Harris, batting in the cleanup spot for Coach Crooks. Inca Jets. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Just missed low and a little bit outside. So makes the count 2-1. Shelby Tomasi at third. Nadia Hudson at short. Lexi Stennett at second. Mason McCracken, which is a new player right now. It's not Mason.
No, it's not.
Swung on and grounded over to the new first baseman. We'll get that. She turns around.
That is Alex Latrinko.
So Latrinko retires the inning, gets Kirkendall out of a jam again, and so we move to the top of the sixth inning with the score. Inca 1, Pisgah nothing. We'll be back for the sixth inning after these messages.
You know who Alex Latrinko is, don't you?
No.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking,
go to the grinning.
Mine, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz. Welcome back to Griffin Park, where the Bears are behind 1-0 in the top of the sixth. So Maybe we can get those bats going. We got to get some hitting going. We've only had one time we were on base and had any base runners, and that was in the very first inning.
Well, we'll have that opportunity possibly here in the top of the sixth as we go to the top of the order. Nadia Hudson, Michaela Tipton, and Mihaela Irvin, 1-2-3 in the order, due up to face Courtney Pearson, who's allowed only two hits. Spinning a gem out there is Courtney Pearson for Inca. Hudson steps into the box. The sophomore shortstop is 0-2 in this ballgame.
Michaela and Mihaela. That is a tongue twister when they're back-to-back in the back.
It's another year of trying to keep all the names straight. Swung on and grounded up the middle to the second baseman. And that's going to be, oh, my. So a ground out, and that, boy, that was a bang-bang play.
That was. I think Serena kind of looked at the first base ump and kind of disagreed with it, too.
Boy, I tell you what.
And so, you hardly ever see Serena get upset.
That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton, swung and fouls it back behind the press box.
Oh, it hit the top of the press box. I heard it.
Serena was upset with the call. And I thought she had beat it out, but, you know, that's why you got people out there wearing blue. They make the call.
How many you too old to be out there? She's still not happy about it. She's still over.
Pitch high and inside.
You know, in any sport, you tell your kids to, if you're in their park, you're going to play what they call home cooking. You're going to get some home cooking.
So one ball, one strike. Here comes Pearson's pitch. Way outside. Gets back to the screen. So it's 2-1 now on Michaela Tipton. Need a table setter right here for standing on deck is Mihaela Irvin, which is her birthday today.
Yeah, today's her birthday. So that's amazing. We would like to see her win the game on her birthday. That'd be good.
Two-run birthday home runs too much to ask?
No.
Swung on and fouled out of play. So Tipton trying to hang in there. Count now is 2-2.
She's making contact. She's battling.
Hudson led off the inning with a ground out to second baseman. Nobody on, so Tipton trying to get on base to set the table for Irvin. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, struck her out, changeup. I tell you, this Pearson, being only a freshman, is pitching a gem.
You know, we've had several, last couple of years, several freshmen and sophomores come up pitching that are really good, like the Canning girl at North Henderson, the Koontz girl at West Henderson. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were freshmen and sophomores last year, and they're back again this year. So it's going to be a pitcher's conference, I believe, this year.
Irvin ready to go. Well, they got to take a little time to get the balls out of there. Ball came from the bullpen, so somebody working in the Inca bullpen out beyond on the right field line. Here's Irvin. 0-2 in this game. Swung out in line to left field. First pitch. Boy, that was a one-hopper to the left fielder, Christy Evans. No doubt about that. So that's two-out single by Mihaela Irvin, going to bring up Callie Kirkendall, who's 1-2 in this game.
And, you know, Coach Goodwin went up to her there, and she said something to her, and she was dancing on the – probably said something about her birthday.
So Callie Kirkendall trying to help her own cause. Time is called. We're waiting for something.
No, I think Callie sat in the box too long. She called for time.
So the hitter's ready. That's Callie Kirkendall. Pearson's ready. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
And Callie's capable of getting a good hit here. And Mihaela has speed.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung and dribbled over to the third baseman. Scoops it up. Throws the first. And that's all for Pisgah. So no runs on one hit. Stranded Irvin, and we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Inca leads Pisgah 1-0.
Unless we get the top of our order back, we're not looking good for the top of the seventh. Unless Kelsey Long or somebody like that can get us some runs in. But stranger things have happened.
Well, we, you know, we lived for the last couple of years on the long ball. We had five people thumpers that set a state record last year for hitting home runs. And I tell you what, when you shift, sometimes it takes a little time because mm-hmm. you got more table setters. You got to manufacture runs. You know, the old days in baseball, Earl Weaver used to just want two men on and wait mm-hmm. for that three-run homer, and that's the way he played the game.
Last year in the state playoffs against Madison, when we got to that Western Championship, that hurt us because we couldn't manufacture a run to get us, you know, on the board. Mm-hmm. We had so many thumpers, and our thumpers couldn't hit that we couldn't even manufacture a run. And so, you know, you got to have a little bit of both. But you got to we didn't have both last year.
Well, this is a pitching gem. Callie Kirkendall's done a marvelous job, and we've got to give credit to Inca's Courtney Pearson, who's just twirling a three-hit gem right now through five and a half innings as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Six strikeouts is for Pearson. So throw down the second by Irvin. She's ready. They meet out in the circle. It's going to be Palmer, Pearson, and Davis. 5-6-7 for Inca here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Jets lead the Black Bears 1-0.
Mahala Irvin is always ready. When she puts that uniform on and comes to the ballpark, she's ready.
One run, seven hits, no errors for Inca. No runs, three hits, and no errors. And that's, for Pisgah, and that's both in that E column, they've played great defense. Mm-hmm. Both teams have played great D. So up comes Palmer, who's doubled, led off both times, and has led off with a double and hit in the same spot. Got to try and keep her off. She lines one right over to Tomasi, who picks it up, and it's going to be a little late throwing, and overthrows it. Backing it up is the right fielder. Kelsey Alexander wasn't hit that hard, but Tomasi thought it was and got her hand up and hit the bottom of her glove. And we're going to rule that a hit. Scorekeeper here, and that's appropriately. So that'll be single for Palmer, who's just gone to 3-for-3, and that'll bring up Courtney Pearson.
And the youth of Tomasi showed right then when she tried to throw it, knowing that she couldn't have got her out after fumbling the ball.
Kelly Kirkendall pitch, and that's nice grab by Tomasi. That was a scorching one hopper, and that'll be another hit. I mean, tell you, that was hit harder. It took everything for Tomasi, who's playing just a little bit in front of the third base. And that was a one hopper, but that was a short hop, and she stopped that ball and it went right behind her leg. But
about took her glove off. It was hit so hard.
So first two runners on have hit the ball hard against Kelly Kirkendall.
I jinxed her talking about her. That's what it was.
So nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Inca trying to pad that 1-0 lead against Pisgah. It's going to bring up Sydney Davis, who fouls it off. So it's going
to
be...
She's trying to bunt the runners over. Mm-hmm.
Sydney Davis is 1-for-2 in this game. 9 hits for the Jets, and 2 of them in this inning. No, still nobody out. Kirkendall trying to get out of a jam. Here's the pitch. Again, bunted foul. So Sydney Davis is now in a hole 0-2. Rhonda, do you give her the sign to say do it again?
Well, in softball, if you bunt for the third time, you're out.
Yep.
And if it goes
like
foul. So,
but you're trying to get those runners over.
You're trying, but I don't know if I'd have the bunt call on her or just tell her to swing.
I'd give her the bunt again. Tell her to bunt again. Kirkendall ready. Here's the pitch. She's swinging, and she grounds one over to Lexi Stennett, flips over to first to get the runner. Had no choice, as that was a slow roller and could not get the lead, a runner at second for a double play attempt.
You know, she was thinking about tagging her as she run by, but it, like you said, it was a slow roller,
yeah.
And she had to come up on it, and she couldn't reach back behind her to tag her, so she just flipped it over to first for the guaranteed out.
That's going to bring up the number 8 hitter, Sarah Brookshire, the designated hitter here for Inca. Runners moved up. They're at second and third with one out. Stennett now at the bottom of the order trying to get out of this jam. Brookshire, 0-for-2. Here's the pitch swung on, and that's over. Nice backup by Nadia Hudson. Throw to first. That's in time.
great play as that rolled up Shelby Tomasi's arm and flipped backwards. And there was Hudson who grabbed it in midair and threw a strike over to first base.
Well, we might have found us a shortstop.
Wow. What a play by Nadia Hudson. Shelby Tomasi may want to stop and get some catching gear.
everything
out of her is rockets. Or tell Callie Kirkendall to pitch everything outside. Give her a moment of rest here.
Because there's been three straight hits to her.
That is scored in the scorebook is 5-6-3. So two outs, runners stay at second and third, and here's the number nine hitter, Kirsty Evans, who takes a called strike.
Yeah, if Callie gets out of this jam, wow, that's all I can say.
What a play by Nadia Hudson. I mean, she was Johnny on the spot, Joni on the spot in softball?
She was on the spot. It don't matter.
Dribbler out in front, picked up, throw to first base, and she does get out of it is Callie Kirkendall, a little slow comebacker to it, and she came out of the circle and just threw the Evans out at first, so that's all for Inca. So we move to the top of the seventh inning, folks. Inca leads 1-0. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
Well, welcome back to Griffin Park. We're in a heck of a game here between the Bears and Inca. Score 1-0, top of the seventh. Last chance for the Bears to get a run, Chuck.
Well, we've moved to the top of the seventh. That's right, Rhonda. 1-0 to keep this game going. We need to scratch a run across, and we need two to take the lead. And leading off for Pisgah will be Shelby Tomasi. Slow curveball in the dirt for ball. Tomasi struck out and popped up to the shortstop.
And she had a rough sixth inning in the field.
The official scorekeeper changed that first swung on, and that dribble passed out into left field. So Tomasi leads off the top of the seventh inning with a sharp single to left, and way to go, Shelby. So now the Bears got their leadoff hitter on base, and that brings up what was Mason McCracken, and that's going to be
Alex Latrinko.
Alex Latrinko is going to bat. Tomasi at first base, top of the seventh. We need a run to keep this game going on. A big swing by Latrinko.
Trinko's a good hitter from the JV squad last year, so she's got a good bat.
So no balls, one strike on Latrinko. Swung out, and that's grounded up the middle. This could be two. Over to first in time. Inca pulls off a double play as the ball hit to Jasmine Palmer right by the bag. What a place. And she just picked it up, took one step, stepped, and retired Tomasi at second and flipped over to first and got Latrinko by a step. And so
we're down to our last out.
We're down to our last out. There's a nice double play. And that's going to bring up Kelsey Alexander, who's 1-for-2 in this game. Wow.
Yeah, that was
nice
great hit. Play.
I mean, it was a great ground ball. I mean, it looked like it was going to center, but Jasmine Palmer was outstanding on that. Strike right down the middle to Kelsey Alexander.
struck out her last time up, singled her first time up. She's one for two. Looking for hit number two in this game. Courtney Pearson, ready to go. Big swing and a miss by Kelsey Alexander. So now it's 0-2, and she's in a hole with two
outs.
Down
to the last strike. I mean, you got to get something going. If you're a Pisgah fan, you got to get the rally caps on.
So Pearson, ready to go, looking for the shutout. Swung on and missed, there struck her out. And that's the ball game, folks, as Pisgah goes down to the Inca Jets, 1-0. We'll be back for our postgame show after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Well, Chuck, it wasn't a good ending for the Pisgah Black Bears. We lost 1-0. We're back here at Griffin Park. Like you say, we're missing three key players, and Serena's got some youth out there in the field. They didn't make many errors. They only had to one. And, it's really hard for people that's been following Pisgah softball to take a loss because they haven't lost very much in the last couple of years.
Well, it's early in the season.
There you go.
They faced a great pitcher in Courtney Pearson, who tossed a four-hit shutout and had seven strikeouts. So, I mean, she was superlative inside the circle, and give her credit. They faced a real good arm out there, and, they took their hacks, but, it's early in the season, and that's just the way it goes. Your bats are not there, your defense. I'm really pleased with the defense because there was some outstanding defensive plays for Pisgah in this ball game. They only had four hits, but overall, Callie Kirkendall battled out there inside the circle. She took the loss, gave up one run in the third inning, gave up nine hits. Look, there was a lot of positives in that ball game, and I'm sure Serena Goodwin will say that.
Callie Kirkendall got in trouble a couple times, but she seemed to work out of it. She didn't look like she was rattled. She didn't look like she was, upset in any way. She just kept working at it. And, I think it's a positive. Like you say, there's positives. Defense, yes. Serena told me at the beginning of the year she thought they were going to be a very good defensive team.
Well, she was right on that. But here's the good thing. It was only a non-conference game. It was early in the season. So, it's hard in softball and baseball. As great as North Carolina's number one ranked baseball team is, they're 14-0. They're going to lose some games.
Oh, they're going to lose some games, yeah.
It's just hard to go through the game of baseball and softball and be undefeated. That's rare.
And it's mostly as much as there is a lot of travel ball going on today. When all these girls play travel ball and they play with each other, against each other. So you're right. It is hard to go undefeated. And it's just a loss that they're going to get better.
Well, folks, it's a final here from Griffin Park. Our first broadcast and many more to come. And so check the schedules out. And if you can't catch a ball game in person at the Diamond on the River is what the new name of the ballpark is in Canton, the home of the Pisgah Black Bears. Just turn your dial over to AM 920 or go to WPTLradio.net. Again, WPTLradio.net and listen to the ball game and follow the one of the state powerhouses in softball, the Pisgah Black Bears. And they're going to be fine, Rhonda.
Oh, they're going to be fine. I'm not really worried about it. And then, just like you say, just follow us on 920 or on WPTLradio.net. And, folks, one more time, do not forget, this Saturday, Everybody put on your black, your red, you go to the Dean Dome, you cheer them girls on, and let's bring home another state champion. And isn't it funny? Girls are the ones that's winning the state champions at Pisgah lately.
I hear you. Well, folks, it's a final here, and for Rhonda Bird, this is Chuck Fiebernitz. A final from Griffin Park in Inca, North Carolina. Inca 1, Pisgah 0. Until next time, keep swinging.